We're going to move back a few grades now. When evil cafeteria ladies plot to take over the world, when the class nerd turns himself into a rampaging snot monster, only Captain Underpants can save the day. Captain Underpants, crusader for all that is pre-shrunk and cottony, is the creation of author Dave Pilkey. The books are fast-paced, loaded with comic book interludes, flip art, and, of course, liberal doses of potty humor. Some parents may not like the relentlessly juvenile tone, but it's a huge hit with kids.
My name is Sam, and I'm 9 years old.
And you've read most of the Captain Underpants series.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite thing in the books?
How Mr. Krupp turns into Captain Underpants. Somebody just snaps their fingers and he turns all weird. Like, who wants their principal to be some weirdo superhero?
The latest Captain Underpants installment chronicles the big bad battle of the bionic Booger Boy. Author Dave Pilkey joins us now from KPBS in San Diego. Thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
Captain Underpants is the crusading alter ego of this evil guy, Principal Krupp. Was there a real Principal Krupp in your life?
I had a series of principals and teachers and people in my life like that who were not very understanding of a kid who was kind of rambunctious and very, very silly. And they didn't like me very much, and they were always trying to oppress me. So I kind of worked that into my stories.
Your latest book is filled with warnings not to try this at home. But surely, I'm thinking some readers must be tempted. Like that trick you have about putting ketchup packets under the toilet seats?
That was a little trick I used to do when I was with my friends in school. It was
So this is from your personal experience?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us how it works.
All right. What you do is you take a ketchup pack and you fold it in half so that the ends are pointing out, and you put it under a toilet seat. You know the little tiny bumpy things that are under the toilet seat? You put them right under those. And then when somebody sits down on the toilet seat, they go, and they squirt ketchup into your underwear. But everybody does that, though. I mean, that's not the first time you've heard of that, is it? I thought kids were doing
maybe
this.
Maybe I had a sheltered childhood.
Oh, okay. Maybe I am teaching kids horrible things. I don't know.
Well, the ketchup packets are one thing, but this latest book really does get pretty crude. We'll spare the listeners, but my question is, do you have any limits? I mean, have you ever written something and you thought, I just can't go there, it's too gross?
No, I think this is pretty standard second and third grade humor. This is where kids are anyways, you know, and there was only one time, I think, with the second book, The Attack of the Talking Toilets. The boys at the end of the book had to create another villain to attack the talking, the Turbo Toilet 2000, and they were going to create a guy called the Urinator, which was a giant urinal. And I showed this to my girlfriend to see, you know, is this okay? And she's like, Dave, you're never going to get away with that in a children's book. And so I actually wrote that into the children's book, and it's one of the funniest lines that the adults are always saying, oh, you know, I love that page. You'll never get away with that in a children's book. And,
but essentially, if there's some parent saying who's very turned off by the fact that their child is loving these books, they're in denial if they think that the kid doesn't think like this anyway.
Yeah, it seems to me that like all my friends and I, we always laughed at toilets and boogers and that type of stuff when we were kids. And I think, obviously, kids still think that's funny today. I still do.
Although you've said your parents don't.
No. They never liked it. I invented Captain Underpants when I was in second grade, and I've been making comics about him ever since. And of course, my teachers didn't like it, and my parents, they wanted to encourage me, but they didn't like the toilet stuff either. They're very conservative, very religious, and so they tried to encourage me to create a superhero that didn't have anything to do with toilets, and that was that was a real stretch for me. But I did came up with one guy, and I made these. His name was Waterman, and he was just a guy who was made out of water. And
there's a link there. Water, toilets.
Yeah,
they must have thought you had a real problem.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I was a problem child.
So what made you think of a Captain Underpants back in second grade?
My teacher actually inspired that. My second grade teacher, I had a lot of problems with her. No, she had a lot of problems with me is the way it went. But one time she used the word underpants in a sentence, and I don't exactly remember what she said, but she said underpants, and everybody in the classroom just burst out laughing. And then she got really mad, and she's like, boys and girls, underwear is not funny! And then we just laughed, you know, so much harder at that. And it was at that moment that I realized, you know, underwear is a very powerful thing. Not only does it make everybody in my classroom laugh, but it makes my teacher really angry, you know, and that's sort of where Captain Underpants came from. I think, you know, within a few days I had created Captain Underpants and I was writing comics about him.
Okay, Dave Pilkey, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Dave Pilkey writes the Captain Underpants series of children's books.